You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Wednesday, July 26th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, beware your ChatGPT plugins. Third-party plugins boost ChatGPT's capabilities, but security researchers say they add an extra layer of risk. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. Over the past 8 months, ChatGPT has impressed millions of people with its ability to generate realistic-looking text, writing everything from stories to code. But the chatbot, developed by OpenAI, is still relatively limited in what it can do. The large language model, or LLM, takes prompts from users that it uses to generate ostensibly related text. These responses are created partly from data scraped from the internet in September 2021, and it doesn't pull in new ideas from the web. Enter plugins, which add functionality but are available only to people who pay for access to GPT-4, the updated version of OpenAI's model. Since OpenAI launched plugins for ChatGPT in March, developers have raced to create and publish plugins that allow the chatbot to do a lot more. Existing plugins let you search for flights and plan trips, and make it so ChatGPT can access and analyze text on websites, in documents, and on videos. Other plugins are more niche, promising you the ability to chat with the Tesla owner's manual or search through British political speeches. There are currently more than 100 pages of plugins listed on ChatGPT's plugins store. But amid the explosion of these extensions, security researchers say there are some problems with the way the plugins operate, which can put people's data at risk or potentially be abused by malicious hackers. Johan Reberger, a Red Team director at Electronic Arts and security researcher, has been documenting issues with ChatGPT's plugins in his spare time. The researcher has documented how ChatGPT plugins could be used to steal someone's chat history, obtain personal information, and allow code to remotely execute on someone's machine. He has mostly been focusing on plugins that use OAuth, a web standard that allows you to share data across online accounts. Reberger says he has been in touch privately with around half a dozen plugin developers to raise issues and has contacted OpenAI a handful of times. ChatGPT cannot trust the plugin, Reberger says. It fundamentally cannot trust what comes back from the plugin because it could be anything. A malicious website or document could, through the use of a plugin, attempt to run a prompt injection attack against the large language model, or LLM, or it could insert malicious payloads, Reberger says. You are potentially giving it the keys to the kingdom, access to your databases and other systems. Data could also potentially be stolen through cross-plugin request forgery, the researcher says. A website could include a prompt injection that makes ChatGPT open another plugin and perform extra actions, which he has shown through a proof of concept. Researchers call this chaining, where one plugin calls another one to operate. There are no real security boundaries within ChatGPT plugins, Reberger says. It is not very well defined what the security and trust, what the actual responsibilities are of each stakeholder. Since they launched in March, ChatGPT's plugins have been in beta, essentially an early experimental version. When using plugins on ChatGPT, the system warns that people should trust a plugin before they use it, and that for the plugin to work, ChatGPT may need to send your conversation and other data to the plugin. Nico Felix, a spokesperson for OpenAI, says the company is working to improve ChatGPT against exploits that can lead to its system being abused. It currently reviews plugins before they are included in its store. In a blog post in June, the company said it has seen research showing how untrusted data from the tool's output can instruct the model to perform unintended actions. And it encourages developers to make people click confirmation buttons before actions with real-world impact, such as sending an email, are done by ChatGPT. While ChatGPT plugins are developed externally to OpenAI, we aim to provide a library of third-party plugins that our users can trust, Felix says, adding it is exploring ways to make plugins safer for people using them. For example, making it easier to provide a user confirmation flow if they intend for their plugin to take a significant action. OpenAI has removed at least one plugin, which created entries on a developer's GitHub page without asking the user's permission, for breaching its policy of requiring confirmation before taking action. Unlike on Apple and Google's app stores, ChatGPT's plugin library currently doesn't appear to list the developers behind the plugin or provide any information about how they may use any data collected the plugin collects. Developers creating plugins, according to OpenAI's guidance, must follow its content guidelines and provide a manifest file, which includes contact information for the plugin's creators, among other details. When searching for and turning on a plugin in ChatGPT, only its name, a short description, and logo are shown. An unaffiliated third-party website shows more information. When OpenAI launched plugins in March, researchers warned of potential security risks and the implications of connecting GPT-4 to the web. However, the issues with plugins aren't confined to OpenAI and ChatGPT. Similar risks apply to any LLMs or generative AI systems connected to the web. It's possible that plugins will play a big role in the way people use LLMs in the future. Microsoft, which has heavily invested in OpenAI, has said it will use the same standards for plugin creation as ChatGPT. I think there's going to eventually be an incredibly rich ecosystem of plugins, Microsoft's Chief Technology Officer Kevin Scott said in May. Chang Kawaguchi, Vice President of AI Security at Microsoft, says the firm is taking an iterative approach to launching support for plugins in its AI Copilot Assistant tool. We'll extend our existing processes for publishing, validating, certifying, deploying, and managing product integrations to plugins to ensure that customers of Microsoft Copilots have full control of their plugins, the data they can access, and the people authorized to deploy them, Kawaguchi says, adding the company will document security guidelines and work with external researchers on problems they find. Many of the issues around plugins and LLMs more widely are around trust. This includes whether people can trust their private and corporate data with the systems, and whether controls and measures are put in place to make sure what is handed over can't be improperly used or accessed. You are potentially giving it the keys to the kingdom, access to your databases and other systems, says Steve Wilson, Chief Product Officer at Contrast Security and the lead of a project detailing security risks with LLMs. Around 450 security and AI experts have come together to create a list of the top 10 security threats around LLMs as part of the Open Worldwide Application Security Project, or OWASP, according to Wilson, the project's coordinator. The effort exists, he says, as developers are rushing to create LLM-powered applications and services, but at the moment, there is little guidance on what they need to do to secure what they're making. The top threat is listed as prompt injection attacks, where malicious data tries to take control of an AI system, but also included are data poisoning and supply chain vulnerabilities. The list also singles out plugins as a security risk. The OWASP researchers list six possible ways LLM plugins can be attacked. These include malicious URLs being used through plugins and SQL attacks, and by allowing plugins to take actions without validation. The group points to a myriad of steps that developers should take to avoid risks, including making sure proper authentication exists and preventing sensitive plugins from being called after any other plugin. Wilson says that in general, he would tell anyone using public LLMs to be really careful about what information they put into them. You're not necessarily sure how that's going to get used, preserved, and possibly regurgitated elsewhere, Wilson says. Those plugins, for sure, add another level of exposure. The art around securing these things is barely understood, and thus the ability to really secure them doesn't exist yet. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Science, coming soon near you, bears. And checking in on Wired Business, 5 ways ChatGPT can improve, not replace, your writing. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.